Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Forbidden Christmas. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Mexico. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part two, with more festive fun for you. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. Lola was over the moon when her teacher chose her to be Mary in this year's procession. She was over the sun when the priest agreed that Lola's pet donkey, Don Pedro, could be the donkey for the procession. And she was over the Milky Way just before the start of this story, because it was Christmas Eve and the procession would be starting soon. Lola was excited for the most bestest Christmas ever! But then her mother said those 10 words.
Don't forget to take that padlock with you tonight, Lola.
Lola was just about to put the padlock on Don Pedro's rope so he could wait in his stable while Lola's family went indoors for lunch. When she heard her mother, she didn't get cross straight away. Instead, she felt a bit confused and she asked,
Why do I need to take the padlock with me? Don Pedro won't be left alone. He will be with me the whole time.
Her mother shook her head.
Not when we get to the church, Lola. Don Pedro can't go into the church. He will have to wait outside.
Quickly, Lola felt very cross.
He has to go into the church. The procession starts there, and he is the leader of the procession.
Her mother began to look cross too.
Don't shout, Lola. Donkeys are not allowed in church, and that's that. Don Pedro will have to wait outside.
Lola did shout.
But why?
You can't have animals in church, Lola,
her mother yelled.
The church is a special place. Animals make it dirty.
Lola screamed.
Don Pedro is not dirty!
Her mother screamed too.
If you talk to me like that, I won't let you be Mary.
Lola screamed even harder.
If Don Pedro can't go in the church, I don't want to be Mary.
Her mother screamed the loudest.
Fine.
Her mother's scream was so loud that Lola got a little bit scared. She dropped the padlock and ran to her bedroom and buried her face into her bed covers so no one would hear her crying. Lola missed lunch. Afterwards, her mother knocked on her bedroom door and said,
That's that, Lola. I've spoken with your teacher and they have found another girl to be Mary. The priest has found another donkey too, but you can still get dressed and join the procession with your favorito. Would you like that?
Lola didn't take her face away from her bed and shouted a muffled,
No, go away!
A little while later, Lola was still sulking on her bed when she heard her mother calling.
We're going, Lola. Are you coming?
Lola didn't answer. Then the front door closed. And Lola listened to her family moving off into the distance, their chatter and laughter getting quieter and quieter. Then, everything was quiet. Lola sat up and rubbed her eyes. She felt very silly, but she didn't really know why. Her whole Christmas had been ruined, and it wasn't her fault. It was the church's fault for not letting animals inside. Lola really needed a hug, and she knew the best person for hugs in situations like this. Her best friend, Don Pedro. But when she went out into the garden, Lola's heart began to jump about like a frightened rabbit. Don Pedro was gone. There was the padlock on the ground. Lola hadn't finished locking Don Pedro up over lunch. Her family probably didn't give him any food over lunch either. That was Lola's job. So of course he would have left his stable to find some food. But now, he could be anywhere. Lola ran to the garden gate and called out,
Don Pedro!
She listened, but she couldn't hear a sound. She tried again.
Don Pedro!
Still, she couldn't hear a sound. Lola began running around her village. All the streets were quiet. Most people would be at the church by now. Those still at home were waiting to sing in answer to a knock on their door. She cried,
Don Pedro!
All she could hear was her echo. And then... Lola straightened up. You might think all donkeys sound the same, but Lola could pick out the sound of Don Pedro's voice in a room of 100 donkeys. That was definitely her burro. Lola ran in the direction of the sound. It seemed to be coming from the river. Don Pedro must have tried following her family. He must have seen them heading off to church and thought that Lola had gone without him. She got to the bridge, but her donkey was nowhere to be seen. Lola called out,
Don Pedro!
The sound was coming from down below, from the river itself. Lola got to the riverbank as fast as she could. It was a steep climb down, but there, by the water, was Don Pedro, his hooves stuck deep in the mud between the reeds. Lola climbed through the reeds to get to him.
Don't worry, my burro. I will rescue you.
Don Pedro bowed his head. He was happy to see Lola. He must have gone to take a drink and got stuck in the mud. Lola put her arms around Don Pedro's chest and heaved and heaved and heaved. And at last, Don Pedro's hooves popped out from the mud. It happened so fast that Lola stumbled backwards and twisted her ankle. The pain was so great that she fell hard onto her bottom and lay flat on her back in the reeds, trying not to cry. Don Pedro came up to lick her face, trying to cheer her up. Even though her ankle really hurt, Don Pedro's tongue tickled, and Lola laughed a little. She opened her eyes, and then she gasped. From where she now lay, she could see the bottom of the bridge. It was held up by several wooden legs, but one of those legs had split. If a big group of people were to go over the bridge, it might easily cause the bridge to break completely and fall down. A big group of people like the procession. That was part two of The Forbidden Christmas. To find out if Lola and Don Pedro can warn the village before everyone processes over the damaged bridge, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? Please just take a few moments to write a short review of this podcast on your podcast player. Your reviews help other people to know the fun that can be enjoyed inside this podcast, which means you'll be helping us to spread that fun even further. Just look for a button on your podcast player that says review or maybe comment. Tap that and type away. Thank you ever so much. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So... Cheerio! hope to hear your story soon.